Friday Night's Losers on the OTS Sports Network is powered by Hospitality Heating and Air. The most comfortable call you can make. 803-980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating and Air.
This is Gene Lucas with Hospitality Heating and Air. Been waiting to replace your aging heating and air conditioning system? Get an American Standard system and 10-year parts and labor warranty, complete with a 10-year service contract. 980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating and Air.
Hey, football fans, I'm Gene Knight, and each week I'll pick the losers in high school games on the OTS Sports Network, as well as semifinal games from across the state of South Carolina. I'm assisted by my loser-picking machine, J5V. J5V, once former Georgia head football coach Vince Dooley came into a bar where I was working, and while I was serving him, he said, "I need a quarterback." And I said, "Wow, coach, you want me to play quarterback for the Bulldogs?" And he said, "No, the draft beer's 75 cents, and I gave you a dollar."
Well, Gino, talk about tight with a buck.
Okay, let's start picking some Friday. Nice losers.
Fort Dorchester versus Somerville.
The Green Wave and the Patriots have met 33 times, with Somerville winning 22. But the Fort has won 10 out of the last 9 contests in the battle for Flower Town. Steve LaPrade's Red, White, and Blue Warriors barricade the Fort and reduce Ian Rafferty's green title surge to a small puddle of water. Friday, night's loser, the Somerville Green Wave.
Powdersville versus Clinton.
The Patriots and the Red Devils have played twice, in 2018 and in 2019. Clinton won both games. Powdersville has yet to score a point against Clinton. Robert Mustard's Loyalists try to attempt to defend their position in South Easley, but Corey Fountain's Lawrence County Demons are too much with their three-headed monster running attack. Friday, night's loser, the Powdersville Patriots.
Johnsonville versus Cross.
The Blue Flashes lead this series 6-4 by the Trojans. Johnsonville won the last two meetings in 2002 and 2003. Ken Cribb's Lightning strikes Sean Wright's brushy-headed Warriors in their hearts and disintegrates them in a flash. Friday, night's loser, the Cross High Trojans.
Abbeville versus Saluda.
Abbeville's won 36 of the 53 meetings with Saluda, and the Panthers have won 9 of the last 10 games against the Tigers. The fur will be flying in Secessionville as Jamie Nichols' Garnet and Gold Jungle Cats outclaw Stuart Young's purple-striped felines. Tough to win in the Ville. Friday, night's loser, the Saluda Tigers in a good one.
Dillon versus Buford.
These two teams have never met. The Wildcats are giving up only 16 points a game, and the Eagles only 13 points a game. Buford is 3-1 on the road, while Dillon is 7-0 at home. Bryce Librand's Big Wing Raptors fly too close to I-95, and Kevin Roller's Tobacco Road Lynxes chew them up, feathers and all. Winner, winner, green chicken dinner. Friday, night's loser, the Buford High Green Eagles.
AC Flora versus South Florence.
These two teams have never met. Both are undefeated. The Falcons average 46 points a game, and the Bruins average 47 points. But the difference here may be the Bruins' defense. Kevin Floyd's Powder Blue Birds are tough at home, but Drew Marlowe's Big Blue Bars claw out a close win. Friday, night's loser, AC Flora in a close one.
Gaffney versus Dutch Fork.
The Indians and Silver Foxes have played twice in-state championship games, and Gaffney's won both games. The first one in 2012, and then the last one in 2021. Dutch Fork is on a mission to get a win against the Indians. Tommy Knott's Big Green grind-em-up machine rolls up the Broad River out of the capital city and chews up Dan Jones' peach skins in the new and improved reservation. Friday, night's loser, the Gaffney Indians for the first time.
Christchurch versus St. Joseph's Catholic.
Christchurch has won 14 games to St. Joseph's 3 wins in this series, including a 63-14 win earlier this season. It seems the Cavaliers have the Knights' number. Chris Goodman's Paladins have weak armor and get stabbed repeatedly by Quinn Hatfield's feather-capped swashbucklers in another holy war near the Reedy River. Friday, Knights loser, St. Joseph's Catholic by a lot.
Andrew Jackson versus Oceanside Collegiate.
These two teams have never met. The Landsharks' only loss came to 4A power South Florence, which proves they should be playing at the 3A or 4A level. The Volunteers have two losses to Fairfield Central in their first game of the season and Crestwood, a 4A school. This game is in Kershaw, South Carolina, birthplace of the former female wrestling star, the Fabulous Moolah. Old Hickory's riflemen, led by Colonel Todd Shigley, throw out a bucket of chum and lure Chad Wilkes' toothy fish close enough to club him to death. Friday, Knights loser, the Oceanside Collegiate Sharks.
Greenville versus Northwestern.
The Red Raiders and the Trojans have only met once in 2017, and Northwestern won that game 28-7 in Football City, USA. This year, both teams are very close in their game averages, but the one difference is the purple wave and when it hits. Greg Porter's G-men try to prepare for the purple tide on the horizon, but Paige Wofford's Legion of Doom rides the wild tsunami and drowns the G-men in their own backyard. Friday, Knights loser, the Greenville Red Raiders. That's all the time we have this week. Thank you for listening. Remember, whether you're a winner or a loser, always be a good sport wherever you are, and take some time out to support high school football in your hometown or listen to all the games on the OTS Sports Network. J5E, state championship next week.
We're off to cola, Gino.
Push it back, way back. Come Friday, we'll be jacked up on the football game and I'll be ready to fight. We're gonna smash it now, my girl will be working on her pom-poms now. She'll be yelling tonight. So be true to your school, all right. Just like you do to your